It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne illness in North America and Europe, although people with Lyme disease don't always realize they have it for quite a while, and then it can develop into more even psychiatric kind of diagnosis with symptoms that are different than what you originally thought. And my guest is Dr. Ross Stewart. He's the Director of Clinical Management at the Brain and Body Wellness Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stewart. Give us a little bit of a working definition of Lyme, where you get it, and what symptoms you might experience that would alert you to this.
Let's start with what is Lyme disease. It is actually a bacterial infection that's caused by something called Borrelia. It's a nasty sound thing. And it has in the past come from deer tick bites. And so people go out in the woods and they get just a little bite. They wouldn't even much notice it. They get a red rash around it. Oh, then the symptoms begin. You've got about a 3-week window to get antibiotic treatment for it. And then it goes into something that will eventually turn into post-Lyme syndrome. Oh, and you talk about a bunch of bad symptoms. Well, the symptoms when you first get bitten start with perhaps fever. You start getting some depression, some anxiety, maybe headaches, fatigue, those kinds of things. And the red rash is the clear indicator, go to your doctor.
So the red rash would be around like a little dot. So you might feel the tick or not. It's not even still necessarily in you.
It is so small. It's smaller than a BB. Yet, chances are it is long gone.
Okay, so you got a deer tick bite. There's a red rash around the area, a tiny little area. And if you notice that after you've been in an area like that, out on farmland or in the woods or anything like that, I know I always do tick checks on everybody when we've gone anywhere like that. You know, give a big...
Oh, Melanie, that's a really smart thing to do.
Well, you have to, and check in the back of the neck and under the hairline and behind the ears and even under your arms, everywhere.
That's exactly what to do.
Okay, so you find this rash, you get to the doctor. Just right away, what are they going to do?
They're going to put you on 3 weeks of antibiotics. You've only got a 3-week window here to knock it down with antibiotics. After that, our clinical experience is antibiotics don't work anymore. Now you've got a real problem because it sits in as brain fog, depression, anxiety, headaches, pain, irritability, fatigue, insomnia, and then we get into the neurological problems of memory, concentration, and so on.
Okay, so when you talk about, okay, we've gone on the antibiotics, and the next, if that 3-week window that you've got, which is not very long,
no,
does not really help, is there further treatment? Or, I mean, because these psychiatric symptoms can come up, including, you know, obsessive behavior, panic attacks, depression, anxiety, all of these things, when you start...
Perhaps even bipolar disorder. I mean, we're looking at a lot of bad things here.
So then what do you do?
Well, one of the things that's starting to happen with Lyme disease is they're starting to form something called a biofilm. Now, this is really a dreadful thing because it is a mucus-like substance that is in your vascular system, and it protects the spirochetes from Lyme disease. It protects it from your immune system. It protects it from antibiotics. It is magnificent for harboring a lot of other co-infections right along with Lyme disease. So you have to do something that's going to start to break biofilm because your immune system will not take care of it. A number of doctors around the country, including our clinic, are using either vitamin C or hydrogen peroxide IVs to do it.
Now, vitamin C, that's interesting. Are you doing very, very high doses?
Yes. And it's like, not for everybody.
Like 10,000, 20,000 kind of thing?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. So,
Melanie, I got to say, you're pretty knowledgeable on this topic.
Oh, well, thank you. Because I know that they're doing vitamin C for a lot, you know, really experimental surgery, but some doctors, experimental treatments, but some doctors are really saying it's not experimental at all. It's really being, you know, helping cancers and various things. Okay, so you try something to get rid of the biofilm and you're experiencing these disorders, panic attacks or any of these other things. Is there an adjunct treatment? I mean, do you go to support groups? What do you do for those other things while you're trying to be treated?
Well, here's one of the things that we've really found. There is a neurological component to this. We think that the Lyme spirochete is actually attacking the central nervous system. That means the brain, spinal cord, and central nervous system, all the components of it. And it's actually damaging neural pathways. That's serious. That means that in terms of your ability to function as a normal human being, it is now going away rapidly. That's where we come in with neurotransmitter replenishment. This is not a new science. We've been doing it for about 16 years now, and we have the ability to upregulate the amount of serotonin and dopamine that's produced. So the symptoms, like pain, that is very frequently part of the Lyme, post-Lyme syndrome, we're able to start moderating the pain by increasing the levels of dopamine, which is a pain moderator.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That is amazing. And, you know, in terms of neurological disorders and the autoimmune system, can this lead to something like MS symptoms?
It's exactly right. It can lead to MS.
Wow.
We're looking at Parkinson's disease. We're looking at fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, multiple sclerosis, bipolar disorder, severe depression, dementia, arthritis. I mean, this Lyme spirochete is a very dangerous thing.
So now, Dr. Stewart, you know, speak about, first of all, prevention to begin with, because we only have, you know, another minute and a half, but speak about prevention. What do you want people really to take home from this message?
Here's number one. You know, I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we don't exactly have forests here the way you have in New York and other places, but I'll tell you, anytime we're going to go into brush country, we're going to wear boots. We're going to wear jeans. We're going to put rubber bands around the bottom. We have special powders that we put on the bottom of our cuffs. We wear long-sleeve shirts. We wear bandanas, and we wear hats. And we try not to brush up against things because it's not just deer-borne ticks anymore. It's all ticks. It's now mosquitoes. It is now horseflies. We found are carrying this thing. So the real thing is cover your skin.
So covering your skin, first line of defense. Now, what about spraying on repellent with DEET on your clothes? Does that help to repel?
Yes, I think that's a really fine idea. We want the minimum skin exposure, and we want everything we can that's going to repel these things.
And does DEET work against these? Because it does against some and some not.
The truth is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly do it anyway.
Sure. Well, I imagine, and you know, with kids, so we're out in the woods, traipsing around with our kids, we've wrapped them up as best we can, and then I mentioned at the beginning a tick check.
Which I think is a brilliant idea.
That's
mom's job and dad's job. Do a tick check.
Do a tick check. So now in the last 30, 45 seconds, your best message. Get it out there. Let people know about Lyme disease and the frustration that comes with having a chronic condition such as this.
You aren't kidding. And Lyme disease is an open invitation for a number of other co-infections that will, your immune system is now downregulated, it's been compromised, and you're now available for lots of other things. Let me give you one other thing that we think is actually happening. It is no longer just insect bites. We have clinical evidence that Lyme disease can now be spread from bodily fluids between human beings.
Wow.
People need to know that. So if it looks like somebody has chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or bipolar disorder, there are tests now that you can do. LabCorp has it, Quest has it, the Infectious Disease Panel.
So that actually might be a really great way for you to find out is to get a test to find out if you're suffering from fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue. Find out if you have Lyme disease because you need to get it taken care of and you need to work with treatment. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.